FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO as we get set for the second half as we await the arrival of both teams back out onto the field here, the BG Bobcats and the Sydney Warriors. Sydney with a 20-0 lead here over BG. At the half, Tom Hopkins, the senior quarterback, had a great start to his season last weekend against the UNCGO Spartans. Sydney coming up a little short there, 26-18. Tonight they put 20 points up on the board in the first half, and they lead BG 20-0. It'll be interesting to see what adjustments BG, as they come back out onto the field here, made for the second half. They had some nice passing from quarterback Austin Carr, and I've been very impressed with Dylan Moffitt and his running, as well as Ben Gavar. A lot of sneaky, tricky things off the handoff, similar to what Unitigo does. It looks like one guy is going to have the ball, and then all of a sudden someone will be running up the opposite wing with the ball, and the defense really has to be aware of that. It has caused a little bit of issues as BG has fumbled twice. They lost one, and they were able to recover the other. Sydney coming back out in their maroon uniforms, the maroon pants, the maroon helmets. BG in their white tops tonight with the navy blue pants and the navy blue helmet. Their both teams just putting the final touches on their warm-ups here for the second half. As Sydney, it'll be interesting to see, too. This is the first time they've had to play with a lead, really, this season, and a nice, comfortable lead at 20-0. We'll see, can they keep their foot on the gas here for the second half? And as they warm up at midfield, Brandon Bassett looking to pump up his guys after the halftime break. Our halftime report, of course, brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service, you can call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Just want to recognize some of our other sponsors for local football here tonight on WCDO. Quality Hardwoods, as well as Butler Auto Sales and Roberts Eye Care, all proud sponsors of high school football on CDO. Neighbors Insurance, Amphenol Corporation, and M&T Bank in Norwich, also proud sponsors of high school sports and football here on Friday and Saturdays on WCDO. In terms of games we'll be doing next week, as we mentioned during the last halftime break, we'll be doing the Sydney and Chenango Forks game next Friday night. And then on Saturday, we'll have an afternoon game with Harpersville traveling down to Binghamton to take on Seton Catholic. So make sure you check out WCDOsports.com for a full schedule of everything we'll be doing, from our soccer game of the week brought to you by Volkswagen Oneonta, as next week we'll have a game on Thursday between the Unitigo girls and the Oxford girls in varsity girls soccer. We'll also be doing a field hockey call-in report next week on Tuesday here at Sydney Alumni Field at 5 p.m. between Sydney and Afton, and that brought to you by Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney. So a little bit of a different flavor here with field hockey and soccer during the week and then football on the weekend. So Sydney getting set here, as well as BG making their way back onto the field to get set for our second half kickoff on CDO. 12 minutes up on the clock to start the third quarter. Sydney with a 20-0 lead. And Sydney getting set here to kick off with Austin Dean. Dean, such a phenomenal athlete. Also a very good wrestler here for the Sydney Warriors, and he will kick off, and you know he's a talented guy when he's a O-line and D-line guy and also able to kick off. Back deep for Bainbridge Guilford to receive the kick. Will be Dylan Moffitt for the Bobcats, waiting for the Austin Dean kick, as well as Taylor McCumber. Ball doesn't go very far. It's a line drive kick, and it's picked up here by Nick Decker, who had to pretty much make almost a baseball line drive type catch to hold on to this one. So Dean's kick only goes about 10 yards, and BG will have excellent field position to start things off here in the second half. So Austin Carr, the quarterback, will trap back on here for BG. He finds himself in a 20-0 hole here against the Sydney Warriors, but with excellent field position as BG goes right to left to start things off on a first and 10, the ball on their own 47 as they approach midfield here for the Bobcats. Carr is under center with two tailbacks in the backfield, and they'll hand off right up the gut here to start things off, going to Ben Bavar, and he'll pick up about 3 on the play, getting exactly to midfield here for the BG Bobcats. if you're BG, I think you just need to try to have a quality drive here. No matter how long it takes and work your way down the field, you have to try to punch one in here if you're the Bobcats and get on the scoreboard. 30 seconds gone in the second quarter. And BG going right to left here to start things off. In this second half, Austin Carr under center again. And the handoff to the outside to Dylan Moffitt. He'll bounce down the sideline. We'll pick up a first down and a little more for the Bobcats, and they're in the Sydney territory. And he bounces out about the 38-yard line. 11:17 to go, third quarter, and BG with two nice plays to start off the second half. A pickup of 12 for Dylan Moffitt. And BG back in the huddle now to talk things over after picking up that first down. A lot of success with Dylan Moffitt running to the right side. Play clock down to 10, and BG yet to break the huddle. Now they do. They'll step up to the line here. First down and 10, ball on the Sydney 39-yard line as BG trails 20-0. A handoff up the gut. Sniffed out there. And Ben Bavar has nowhere to go, and that'll bring up a second down here for the BG Bobcats. Zach Green with the tackle here, the 5'10", 180-pound junior for the Sydney Warriors. And now it will be a second and 9, a pickup of 1 on the play there for Bavar for the Bobcats. Minute gone in this third quarter as Austin Carr, wearing number 20 here for BG, steps up under center. Carr with the snap will fake the handoff and roll to his left here, tries to get the pass off, and he will, and it's a completion down to the 30-yard line to Alex DeGroats. No, excuse me, that will be to Caleb Zook. 10:20 to go here in this third quarter, and a gain of 8 for BG. Nice play there by Carr as he was able to roll out to his left and really had to make something out of nothing as he had some pressure coming from the Sydney defense and was able to find Caleb Zook, 145-pound 5'9 junior, wearing number 85. So a third down and 2 now with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. BG with the ball on the Sydney 30-yard line trying to get into the end zone for the first time tonight. A handoff to Bavar up the middle and a gain of 2 here for BG. And it's going to be close here for the first down. We'll see what the official call is by the Zebra crew. Joe Wyckoff with the tackle on the play for the Sydney Warriors. And the chain gang will have to come out here for an official measurement as they want to get this one right. Ball right now on about the 29-yard line down in Sydney territory. BG driving. This was a 3rd-2 run by Ben Bavar. And we'll see how close this one is with the chain gang coming out. And this one looks to be very close as we'll look to stretch things out. And this could be big for the momentum of BG. And it looks like they will get it by about half of the ball. And it'll be a 1st and 10. Knows the football is over. And a 1st and 10 here for BG with 9:52 to go. Third quarter, ball on the Sydney 29. BG trailing Sydney 20-0. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream provided by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Glad to have you along, no matter how you're listening out there. 1st and 10 here for BG. Start of the third quarter, and they'll hand this one off to Dylan Moffitt to the right side. A nice cutback move as BG goes right to left, but tackled down by the Sydney line. Nick Jump with the tackle there for Sydney. 9:30 to go in the third quarter. A 2nd and 10 as Moffitt able to get back to the line of scrimmage there for Bainbridge-Guilford. 2nd and 10 here as BG breaks the huddle. 20 seconds to go on the play clock. Austin Carr under center barking out some signals. He has a receiver to the right and two running backs to his left in the backfield. He'll hand off and he'll play up the gut there to Moffitt. He has a 1st down perhaps and just getting up to the chains. 8:50 to go, third quarter. Gain of 9 on the play there, so that will bring up a 3rd-and-1 for BG and a nice run straight up the middle there for Dylan Moffitt. Use some of that speed to break through the line and pick up a little more. Clock continuing to run here as we get down to 8 minutes and 30 seconds on a 3rd-and-1 for BG. Receivers, one to the left, one to the right, and again, the two running backs in the backfield, and they'll keep it up the middle, and a run here by Carr. He'll easily pick up the first down and a couple more yards, and BG moving the ball well on his first possession of the second half. Raven Severino with the tackle for Sydney. BG first down, ball now on the 14-yard line.
As this is about where Bainbridge was early in the first half when Carr tried to pass to the right wing side, and it was picked off by Tanner Shump. That back in the first half. Now BG on their first drive of the second half looking to punch their way into the end zone for the first time tonight. 8 minutes to go, third quarter. It's Sydney leading BG 20-0 here on homecoming night at Sydney Alumni Field. On a 1st and 10, a handoff up the middle, and punching his way forward is Ben Bavar for Bainbridge Guilford. He'll get down to about the 10, maybe the 9-yard line here for BG. This is the closest they have been tonight. Severino again with the tackle, and Nick Jump as well in on the tackle for Sydney. 7:41 to go in this third quarter, and BG chewing up some clock here on their first drive of the second half, looking to gain some momentum here against the Sydney defense, who has been very tough so far tonight. So a 20-0 lead, a 3-touchdown performance in the first half, 1 interception for Sydney quarterback Tom Hoskins, 1 throw on a 4th down play to Brandon Bissett, and the other 2 catches for touchdowns by Tanner Shunk. So an official timeout on the field as Tim Mattingly having a word with the referees on the far side with 7:41 to go in the third quarter. A 2nd and 6 currently now for BG. Both coaching staffs looking for some words with the referees here. Austin Carr will bring in the play from the sideline and quickly huddle up with the Bobcats. And the clock now will start to take off on this 2nd and 6. The ball on the Sydney 11 as BG goes right to left, driving it down into Sydney territory here, looking for their first points of the night. Now they'll look to move it forward again with Carr on that little QB sneak. They'll actually hand it off to Moffitt, and he was hauled down easily by the Sydney D-line. So Moffitt is taken down, maybe loses a yard or two. Austin Dean was the wall that he ran into when he tried to go up the middle, and that'll bring up a 3rd down here for Sydney, and BG will take a timeout as they trail 20-0 here. Sydney, 7:13 to go in this third quarter. We'll step away. You're listening to live high school football here tonight on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A 3rd and 6 here for BG. The ball on the Sydney 11-yard line. 7:13 to go here in the third quarter. Sydney leading Bainbridge Guilford 20-0 in week 2 of the high school football season here on WCDO. Nate Lowell on the call with you here tonight. Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. And Greg Davey helping along with the stats here tonight, doing a great job in the Sydney press box. And BG will break the huddle now on this 3rd and 6. And look to come out, and this would be a big conversion if they can get it done. And under center here for BG is a different quarterback rolling to the right. It's going to be a keeper. He'll pick up the 1st down, and a big play there for the BG Bobcats. Driving all the way to the sideline. And a big hit over on the far side, as BG looking to pick up that 1st down with 7:06 to go in the third quarter.
So BG with a little trickery on the play there on third down and six, and we'll see what the call is here over on that far side as BG looking for a spot. And a flag is down on the play as well. I believe this one might be against Sydney, which will be interesting to see where the BG field position will go from here. Flag on the play, so BG will step to the line here. And after a penalty, the ball will be down on the 3-yard line. So this will be a first and goal here for BG, and they'll hand off, looking to drive his way into the end zone. He can't quite get there, is Dylan Moffitt. Actually, Pavar with the handoff. So Ben Pavar brought down by Trey Larson. And this will still be a second and goal here for BG. 6:35 to go in this third quarter. BG trying to get their first points on the board of the night. Ball sitting on the 2-yard line actually here for BG as they will look to punch it in. And it'll be a quarterback sneak here, and they'll see if they can get it through the center. And it looks like Sydney is going to hold as it's a whole mass of bodies right at the line. And nobody able to get through there. No official signal. I believe Sydney will hold here as we hit the 6-minute mark to go in this third quarter. It's Sydney with a 20-0 lead over BG. And this will bring up a third and goal now for the Bobcats. As they huddle up, with the clock continuing to run, you're looking for their first points of the evening. Austin Carr scored one rushing touchdown for BG in their loss to Dryden last week. They were able to convert the 2-point conversion as well for their 8 points they put up against Dryden. So a third and one here, and BG looking to punch it in right on the Sydney goal line. And again, they will get stuffed at the line, a second chance effort for the Bobcats, and they can't get through. And the Sydney defense will hold strong, and that will bring up a fourth and goal on the Sydney goal line here as BG continually trying to punch it in and just not able to break through that line. Big off to Dean, big jump, Zach Green, all pushing through and not allowing BG to get in as we hit the 5-minute mark to go in the third quarter, and Sydney holding on to this 20-0 lead. So Austin Carr, wearing number 12 now instead of number 20. That's where some of our confusion has been. It looks like he had to change jerseys. And so Carr wearing number 12 now, looking for a touchdown on fourth and one, tries a handoff, and BG will get in on a fourth and one and put their first points of the night up on the board. And it took them 4 tries, but they're able to punch it in. It's a touchdown for BG. So Ben Bavar will be credited with the touchdown here. And it's a BG touchdown, and that will bring up a 20-6 score here with 4:34 to go in the third quarter. So a long, long drive, just about 7.5 minutes for BG to start the third quarter, and they get some points on the board, and it looks like they'll go for 2. So Austin Carr now wearing number 12, as he wore number 20 in the first half. Had some blood on the jersey and had to change it quickly, throwing on the extra number 12 over on the bench and leading his team down for a touchdown. 4:34 to go here in the third quarter, and BG will actually line up to take the extra point. And Dylan Moffitt will kick here for BG, and now we'll have a flag on the play. And a penalty here against Bainbridge Guilford, as it looks like Austin Carr was a little late getting off the field. So 20-6 now to score Sydney on top of BG, and this will push back the extra point attempt for the Bobcats. And so we'll really get to see the kicking leg here of Dylan Moffitt to see if he can put in this extra point or if they will change and perhaps go for 2 now that they're pushed back a little farther. Looks like they will still try the kick with Dylan Moffitt, as that backed them up about 5 extra yards here for the extra point attempt. Looks like he'll be kicking from about the 15 for the extra point. Ball is down, and the kick is up and far and wide to the right. So it's a 20-6 score after BG scores on a long, long drive, and Ben Bavar is able to punch it in. So Sydney hasn't had the ball yet in the second half. 4:34 to go in this third quarter. BG scores to cut the lead to 20-6. We'll step away. You're listening to High School Football tonight on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And the kickoff for BG from Zach Womit. Little squib kick on the ground and picked up by Sydney, and that's where they will start their first possession of the second half after a touchdown drive of 14 plays. And that chewed up 7 minutes and 26 seconds on the clock. 13 runs and one pass by BG, and they were able to punch it in on a 4th-and-1 by Ben Bavar. And so Sydney now with the ball for the first time in the second half. They lead 20-6 over BG. 1st-and-10, the ball on the Sydney 31 as they go left to right in those home maroon uniforms, the maroon pants, and the maroon helmets. BG in the white uniforms with the navy pants and the navy helmets. And on a first down run here by Brandon Bissett, maybe a gain of 1 if he got back to the line of scrimmage, bringing up 2nd down here for the Warriors. No gain on the play, so that'll be a 2nd and 10 here for Sydney. And Phil Ives with the tackle for BG. So a 2nd and 10 now for the Sydney offense, who was hot in the first half, but after sitting around at halftime and then sitting around for the first 8 minutes of the second half, we'll see if they can continue to be on the same page. And a 2nd down pass here for 5 yards complete to Trey Larson. He's pushed out of bounds by the BG defense as Austin Carr was over there in coverage. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. It's a gain of 5, bringing up 3rd and 5. The ball on the 36-yard line. 36-yard line here. Sydney in their own territory still. So on a 3rd and 5, quarterback Tommy Hoskins back to pass, and a pass complete to Trey Larson. Larson at the 40-yard line here with 3:30 to go, pushed out of bounds. That'll bring a 4th and 1 up here for Sydney on their own 40-yard line. And decision time now for Jeff Matthews. We'll see if Tom Hoskins will punt or if he will drop back and try to move it forward and break the chains here for Sydney. With 3:30 to go, third quarter, Sydney going left to right. They lead BG 20-6, and it's their first offensive possession here of the second half after a long 7.5-minute drive for BG to start off this third quarter, where they picked up their first touchdown of the night. And Hoskins will hand it off to Brandon Bissett here, who will pick up the first down, and Sydney will move the chains as he will pick up 3 yards on the play. And that's a huge conversion there on 4th and 1 for Sydney. Brandon Sigler with the tackle on the play. 3:29 to go in the third quarter, and Sydney moves the chains forward, and they'll pick up the first down. A little slow to get up is Phil Ives here for BG. Speaking with the referee now, as maybe looks like he got the wind knocked out of him. Getting back up to his feet here and heading off towards the sideline with 3:29 to go in the third quarter. Homecoming night here tonight at Sydney Alumni Field. Full day of activities here, ending with a Sydney football game here tonight. Sydney is 3-for-4 on 4th down conversions so far here tonight, including a touchdown in the first half to Brandon Bissett. So a first and 10 now, the ball on the 44-yard line of Sidney, and they'll throw it to Trey Larson deep down the field and too far over his hands as he streaked down the right-hand side, Sidney going left to right. 3:21 to go, third quarter. That'll bring up a second and 10. The ball still on the Sidney 44-yard line. Play coming in from head coach Jeff Matthews and the Sidney coaching staff for Tom Hoskins with 3:21 to go, third quarter. Second and 10, ball on the Sidney 44. Sidney with possession going up against this BG defense. Hoskins in the shotgun. Two receivers to his left and to his right. He's forced out of the pocket here. Hoskins on the run. Will have to step out of bounds here. And it looks like a late hit here against Sidney, or excuse me, against Bainbridge-Guilford. An intentional grounding will be called on Sidney. As Tom Hoskins, as he headed towards the sideline, did throw the ball in kind of a sidearm fashion before running out of bounds, and the penalty will be against Sidney with 3:14 to go in this third quarter. I thought at first it might be on BG as Zach Womet came over and did get a piece of Hoskins as he was letting the ball go, but instead it will be an illegal forward pass here against Sidney. So that will push the Warriors back. They have a 20-6 lead. Third and 15 will now be the situation for Sidney, as a loss of down and a 5-yard penalty on the intentional grounding there. Or a legal forward pass, I should say, against Hoskins and Sidney. So a third and 15, ball on the 37-yard line. Sidney in their own defensive end, looking to move it forward. The snap to Hoskins, he'll air it out, and he's got Kander Shunk down the right wing and bobbled by Shunk, and he's unable to pull it in. Nice coverage on the play by Bailey Green, the senior for BG. It looks like he got a piece of that one, too, to knock it away from Tanner Shunk. That will bring up fourth down and 15 here for Sidney. The ball on their own 37 with 3:07 to go third quarter. And the Warriors, all their points coming in the first half, they lead 20-6. So it looks like Tom Hoskins now, after that incompletion, will punt here on fourth down. Looking over towards the sideline for a quick second. Play clock down to 15 here for Hoskins, waiting for the snap. Nobody back deep for Bainbridge. Hoskins will get off a punt, this one going about 20 yards and directly out of bounds. And BG will start at their own 45-yard line with 3:02 to go in the third quarter. They chewed up 7.5 minutes on their last drive, and they were able to knock it in on a 4th-and-1 touchdown run by Ben Bavar. And BG will go right back on offense. Deep here in this third quarter. 20-6. First and 10. Ball on the 50-yard line here for BG. As now wearing number 12, instead of number 20, Austin Carr will step up to the line here for BG. BG has had a pretty potent running attack so far tonight. We'll see if they continue to go with that formula. Two running backs in the backfield. They'll look to hand off here, and a loss on the play as Sidney with Nick Jump as well as Austin Dean tackling Ben Bavar in the backfield. Clock continues to run down to 2:45 to go in this third quarter. Loss of one on the play. First, second and 11 to go here for BG. Ball on the 49-yard line as BG gets pushed back into their own territory. Moffitt in the backfield, as well as Bavar, with Austin Carr under center here for BG. A snap and a pitch out to Moffitt to the right as BG goes right to left. Moffitt with some running room, and he'll pick up about 8 on the play. That'll bring up about a 3rd and 2. Nick Jump with the tackle for Sidney as they lead 20-6 over BG as we hit the 2 minutes to go mark here in this third quarter under the lights at Sidney Alumni Field. Officially a 3rd and 4 with the ball on the Sidney 43 for BG as they go right to left. Carr breaks the huddle down to 10 on the play clock for BG as Carr hollers out some calls at the line, and he'll keep it himself and run down the right sideline, pick up the first down and more, all the way down to the Sydney 30. Gain of about 10 on the play there on a third and four for BG. Minute 34 to go here in the third quarter. So Carr on the keeper picks up 10 yards and a BG first down. The ball officially spotted at the 31-yard line here for BG. And again, they're orchestrating a nice little drive here deep in this third quarter that has really been controlled by the time of possession of the Bobcats. They've done a great job with that. Carr under center. BG seemed to really regroup at the half, and they're just running time off the clock here trying to get back in this game. And a handoff up the middle. A couple of shifty moves there by Dylan Moffitt. And he'll pick up 8 yards, so that'll be a second and two as we hit 1 minute to go in the third quarter. BG trying to get back in the game here. The senior, Dylan Moffitt, making some nice runs here tonight for the Bobcats. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. The play clock down to 15 as BG breaks the huddle. Carr under center again with Bavar and Moffitt in the backfield and one receiver out to the right. Dropping back, it'll be another run. That's the recipe for success for BG as Bavar runs it up the middle and will pick up a first down with 32 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And once again, into the red zone go the BG Bobcats. 9 yard gain on the play there for BG. And they'll have a first and 10 with a ball on the 14-yard line here for BG. Clock starts to run, down to 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And it has been a quarter controlled by BG. They'll look to get off one last play. Play clock down to 10. Carr looking at his options. Receiver in motion here to the left is Austin Capolupo. And instead, Carr will roll to his right, throws towards the end zone, and a flag will come out here against Sydney with 7 seconds to go, much to the delight of the BG side. It looks like a pass interference call against Sydney on the far side. Carr was rolling out and trying to find the receiver on the right wing side, and the receiver was tripped up in the end zone, and the flag came out. 7 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. BG already with one touchdown here in the third. They trail Sydney 20-6 on the road under the lights here at Sydney High. But they are knocking on the door in the red zone once again due to the great running of Ben Bavar as well as Dylan Moffitt, and some good quarterbacking here tonight by Austin Carr. So the ball will go all the way down to the 5-yard line here. And a first and goal here after the penalty against Sydney. First and goal, ball on the 5-yard line down in Sydney defensive territory as BG goes right to left looking to punch it in. They trail 20-6. Carr under center. Looking to hand off. Once again, BG pushing it forward and into the back of the end zone. They go to the right side, and it looks like Dylan Moffitt will pick up the touchdown. No, Bavar, excuse me, will get it again. His second touchdown here of the evening, and it's 20-12 now with 3 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We have a football game on our hands here, folks, as BG has done some work to claw their way back into this game in the third quarter as Ben Bavar picks up his second rushing touchdown inside the red zone. And so out to attempt the extra point again here for BG, or will they go for two? We'll see what Tim Mattingly decides as the play will come in from the sideline here. Back in the BG huddle as the play clock ticks down to 15 as Carr finally comes back out from the sideline with 3 seconds to go. BG will go for two here as they trail 20-12. Carr under center, play clock at 5. Got to try to get it off here. He does with 2. Tackled, but he throws it up and off the hands of his receiver in the end zone as he was trying to find Bailey Green. Good pressure by the Sydney defense, and BG comes up empty on the two-point conversion. So 20-12 is the score. We'll keep it right here because only 3 seconds to go in the quarter as BG punches it in. And so now the Bobcats will kick off back to Sydney, who only were able to touch the ball one time in the third quarter. They moved it up the field a little bit, some penalty trouble, and they had to give it right back to BG. And BG, on two possessions in the third quarter, they're able to pick up two rushing touchdowns from Ben Bavar from in close, and it's 20-12. And you wonder if Sydney can get back on the same page and the same rhythm they had on offense in the first half when Tom Hopkins really was picking apart the Bobcats' defense. And so now Bainbridge will kick off here with Zach Womit with 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Womit kicking from his own 40. Line drive kick will be picked up by Sydney, and they will fall on it with 2 seconds to go in this third quarter. And Sydney will be able to get off one play here at the end of the quarter with Tom Hoskins, it looks like. Sydney going left to right will start at their own 35-yard line with 2 seconds to go on a first and 10. And BG, all the momentum seeming to switch into their hands here as Sydney looking to get back some of that magic they had in the first half where they looked very, very good. Hoskins with the snap will hand off to Bissett, who will be running on the last play of the third quarter. He's brought down for a loss of one. And that will do it for the third quarter. Sydney leading 20-12. BG with two touchdowns in the quarter. We'll be right back here on CDO Sports.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Total offense in that third quarter, BG with 89 yards, Sydney with 13. BG just chewed and chewed on that clock, and they were able to pick up two rushing touchdowns from Ben Bavar. And the score now, Sydney 20 and BG 12. And now right off the initial first play, Sydney with a big tackle in the backfield by BG will hold on to the ball here, but an injury in the backfield as BG crashing through the line and making a tackle. So 20-12, Sydney on top of Bainbridge Guilford. Player down on the field will step away here on WCDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
A history of service, a commitment to your insurance needs. That's what Mang Insurance is all about. With over 100 years of service, we're still focused on our promise to offer the best products and superior service to all of our clients. We write all types of insurance and are an independent agency representing many fine companies. So stop in today or call Mang at 561-2600. Mang Insurance, providing over 100 years of service to the Tri-County area and supporting local sports on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here on CDO. Sydney on top of BG 20-12 on the first play here of the fourth quarter. Brandon Bissett, running back for Sydney, going down, being helped off the field. We send our best wishes to Brandon and to hope that he is okay. He's a big part of this Sydney offense and this Sydney team. One of the leaders on this team. We'll hope that he is okay. BG with some momentum from a big third quarter here, and Sydney now will have to find an answer on offense, as Bissett has been a big part of that here tonight with a huge touchdown catch on fourth down play back in the first half, as well as chewing up a lot of yards here tonight for the Sydney Warriors. And now, for the moment, they will have to play this offensive possession without him. 11:54 to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney with just 13 yards of total offense in that third quarter. BG held on to the ball for two possessions, and they were able to pick up two touchdowns, and now we'll be back underway. Sydney with Tom Hoskins throwing off the hands there of Tanner Shunk. It's the 3rd and 15 on the Sydney 28, and that will stop the clock at 11:44 to go here in the contest. Both these teams coming in with 0-1 records, looking for their first wins in the 2014 high school football season. This will bring up a 4th and 15, the ball on the Sydney 28-yard line. And Tom Hoskins will look to punt it away. Dylan Moffitt is deep, and he's a dangerous return threat here for the BG Bobcats. Hoskins waiting for the snap here on the punt. And now he will actually hold on and throw on fourth down, and it's going to be a first down catch here for Zach Green. And Sydney converts as they get the ball all the way up into BG territory to the 48-yard line. A 30-yard pass, 11:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. And a great play there by Sydney, fooling everybody as Dylan Moffitt was back ready for the punt. I just think that the Bobcats didn't expect that. I guess that's what you get when your quarterback is also your punter, as he was able to throw over and make a huge play there to the junior, Zach Green. Sydney now on 1st and 10 will be having an incomplete pass to Tanner Shunk. Early here, still in the first minute of this fourth quarter, it's 20-12. Sydney on top of BG, converting a huge fourth down there on a 30-yard pass. Now 2nd and 10 for Sydney, ball on the 48-yard line as they've worked their way just past midfield into BG territory. Play clock down to 15 as Hoskins in the shotgun now. Has Nick Jump taking the place of the injured Brandon Bissett at the moment. Hoskins will throw to his right, lost it up in the air again, looking for Shunk on that far right side, and Sydney going right to left is incomplete. That'll bring up 3rd and 10 with 11:22 to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney holding on to a 20-12 lead. Sydney right at midfield, the ball in the BG 49. And another big conversion here. Sydney looking to move it forward on this 3rd and 10. Shunk is out to the right side again. Two receivers to the left and to the right for Hoskins. He has Nick Jump blocking for him. Hoskins floats one over the middle. Intercepted by Dylan Moffitt of BG. The BG sideline going crazy as he picks it off at the BG 32-yard line. And that's where the Bobcats will take over. So a first and 10 here for the BG Bobcats from their own 32. And now it might be a time for them to have another one of those long drives to try to chew up some time. 20-12, and if they can score and get the two-point conversion, we could have a tie ball game on our hands here late in this fourth quarter. See how long it takes BG. If they had a very long 7.5-minute play drive, in this third quarter. Now we'll see what they can do in the fourth. Austin Carr under center. Bavar and Moffitt in the backfield. They'll pitch to Moffitt to the left side as BG goes left to right, and Moffitt will pick up maybe 1 yard on first and 10. Ball will get up to about the 33-yard line as BG back in their own line, their own end. 1 minute gone here in this fourth quarter. Clock continuing to run. Now if you're BG, you have the momentum on your side. Can you chew clock but continue to move the ball against this tough Sydney defense on the front line led by Austin Dean? Play clock down to 15 as BG breaks the huddle. Moffitt and Bavar in the backfield to the right of the quarterback, Austin Carr. One receiver to the left, one to the right. Carr under center, drops back to pass. Pressure from Sydney, no, sack him in the backfield. Zach Green from the left side broke free, unblocked, and was able to take down Austin Carr, the quarterback, who was slow to get up. Clock continuing to run down here on that second down, and that's a big loss for BG. It's about a 10-yard loss. Third and 19 now here for the BG Bobcats. Ball on the 25-yard line. BG back in their own end, a third and 19 with 9:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney leading Bainbridge-Guilford at 20-12. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, or online at WCDOsports.com and our web stream tonight provided by Sydney Federal Credit Union. So a third and 19 now. The Sydney defense trying to stand tall with the ball on the BG 25 as they look to move it forward after a big sack by Zach Green. And BG tries to run on the third and 19, and Ben Carr, actually Moffitt on the play, has nowhere to go, and Nick Jump with the tackle. Fourth and 19 now with just about 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's decision time for BG. Punt it away, it looks like, and hope you can get the ball back with your defense. They'll break the huddle. And coming out to punt will be their kicker, Zach Wament. So Wament is back to punt here for Bainbridge-Guilford. And he gets a good punt off here. It'll make its way up to midfield. Nobody's back for Sydney. Take the BG bounce. And they will down it at about the Sydney 48-yard line. And that is where the Sydney Warriors will take over. 8:38 to go in this fourth quarter. It's Sydney 20, BG 12. Sydney with the ball will step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Incomplete pass on first down as Sydney takes over at their own 47-yard line. 8:32 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO. Greg Davey here in the box as well, keeping some excellent stats here tonight as it's Sydney on homecoming night trying to win under the lights on their home field. They lead BG 20-12. Sydney with a 20-0 lead at the half. BG has clawed their way back into it to make it 20-12. Two touchdowns by Ben Bavar here in the second half. Sydney rolling out with Tom Hoskins looking to pass to Shane Stickler on second and 10 up over his head and out of bounds. Third and 10 now for Sydney. Ball on their own 47 as they approach midfield. 8:28 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney going right to left, leading 20-12. Hoskins trying to orchestrate a clock-chewing drive here. Brandon Bissett still on the sideline, one of the big playmakers for the Sydney Warriors, and they'll have to do it without him. As Hoskins will toss one up for Tanner Schunk. He'll pull it in at the 30-yard line, make a catch before being roped down on the far side by the BG defense. Schunk going up to get that one, and Bailey Green hauling him down. Schunk's first catch of the second half. Gain of 25, 8:20 to go here in the third quarter, and a first and 10 ball on the BG 25 now. Great little pass play there from Hoskins to Tanner Schunk. Clock continuing to run down now as Sydney just trying to take some time away from BG and also trying to put another score up on the board here for the first time in the second half. All their 20 points came in the first half. Play clock is down to 5. Hoskins with the ball on the 25-yard line marching down, and we'll have a flag against the Sydney Warriors for a false start, so that will push them back. That'll push them back 5 yards to the 30 and make things a little bit more difficult here for the Warriors. First and 15 ball on the 30 with 7:53 to go here, fourth quarter. Sydney leading BG 20-12. Hoskins in the shotgun, and Nick Jump will be running the ball here in the absence of Brandon Bissett. Hoskins back to pass. He'll throw it up, finds his man through the center, and Sydney will haul it down there. Zach Green for a first down, all the way down to the 10-yard line, a 20-yard pickup here for the Sydney Warriors. And Sydney threw a bucket load of passes last week, and that's the way they are doing it again here. Hoskins threw 42 passes last week for 209 yards. He was 19 of 42 against Unitego. And he's 18 for 35 for 234 yards here tonight against BG. It was quite a game last week against Unitego. Hoskins and Unitego's QB, Josh Fireman, combined for 71 throws in that 26-18 loss for the Warriors last Friday night here at Sydney Alumni Field. So now taking a timeout is Sydney. So each team has two timeouts left. 7:09 to go here. Fourth quarter, Sydney with the ball on the 10-yard line, a first and 10. They lead BG 20-12. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Live High School Football. We'll take a break here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Got a great ball game on our hands here tonight on CDO. 7:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney leading BG 20-12. Sydney driving, though, ball on the 10-yard line as they try to punch it in the red zone on a first and 10. Sydney taking a timeout. Both teams with two timeouts left here in the contest. Sydney breaking their sideline huddle with head coach Jeff Matthews, and we'll see if senior quarterback Tom Hoskins can come up with some magic here midway through this fourth quarter and try to get Sydney back to a two-touchdown lead. Hoskins in the shotgun. Two receivers, two to his right, one to his left. He'll hand the ball off, and Sydney right up the center with Zach Green, and it's a Sydney Warriors touchdown. Zach Green on the handoff from Hoskins, cuts right up the middle, and Sydney will increase their lead to 26-12 with 7:04 to go. Your leading rusher, Brandon Bissett, on that drive, heads off with an injury. We'll wish him well. And they're able to come down with a couple of nice passing plays by Tom Hoskins, and then a handoff to Zach Green. And the junior, 5'10", 180, is able to punch it up the middle and give Sydney a real shot in the arm that they needed. Looks like Sydney will go for two, leading 26-12. passing over to the far side and up over the extended arms of Trey Larson on that far side. So it'll stay 26-12, 7:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll come back with the kickoff here on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A big thank you to all our 2014 football sponsors, including Sydney Tire, C.H. Lander's Funeral Home, and of course Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning. So Sydney punching in a touchdown, increasing their lead up to 26-12 here over PG under the lights at Sydney Alumni Field. 7:04 to go in the fourth quarter. And you'll want to make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show where we'll have all our awards brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and ACCO Brands. One for offense, one for defense, and our all-purpose award as well. So Sydney now will kick off to BG. Zach Green, a 10-yard TD run is Sydney's longest run of the second half, and their first down rushing in the second half as well. So really, they didn't have the ball for a long time there in the second half because BG had two long, extended clock-chewing drives where they were able to score twice, and that was really Sydney's first chance to get out and have a long, sustained drive. So the kickoff will go to Wimette of BG, and he will fall on this one, and that's where the Bobcats will start, a 1st and 10 on their own 35-yard line with 7:03 to go in the contest, and Sydney leading BG 26-12. So here's BG. And quarterback Austin Carr looking for another drive down the field, and they will start from their own 32-yard line now. Carr under center, as he has been all night, with Ben Bavar and Dylan Moffitt in the backfield, as BG's recipe for success tonight has been run the ball, and they will do that here with Dylan Moffitt going left to right. He'll pick up just about 9, maybe 10 yards, enough for a first down here. We'll see. It will be a gain of 9, 2nd and 1 here for the BG Bobcats. Dylan Moffitt so quick out of the backfield, and he's able to pick up 9 on the play there. 6:40 to go. Here's the clock continues to run, and BG will have to try to hurry things up if they could get a quick score, and perhaps an onside kick and go from there. So Carr again under center, one receiver out to his right. And the handoff this time will be again to Dylan Moffitt. He'll pick up the first down, and he hits midfield going left to right before being shoved out of bounds. 6:15, that will stop the clock with a first down as he pushed out over the out-of-bounds line, and a 9-yard gain here for BG and Dylan Moffitt. 26-12, Sydney on top of Bainbridge Guilford. So the ball now into Sydney territory at the 48-yard line, a 1st and 10 here for the BG Bobcats. Play clock down to 15 as Carr under center barks out the signals. And again, we'll hand off to Moffitt. This time has nowhere to go as the Sydney line collapses on him. And nowhere to go. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. And probably a loss of 1. 2nd and 10 with 6 minutes to go as Brian Tiska on the tackle, number 72 for Sydney. So the ball remains at the Sydney 48-yard line on a 2nd and 10. 5:50 to go in the contest here as BG, with 2 second-half touchdowns, had cut the Sydney lead to 20-12. But Zach Green answers with a rushing touchdown, 10 yards of his own for Sydney to push us back up to 26-12. Hand off here to Moffitt. Picks up 5, maybe 6 on the play before being tackled here by the Warriors That'll bring up a third and five with 5:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball all the way down to the 42-yard line here. BG has 12 rushing first downs here in the second half out of 14 total first downs. That's in the whole contest, excuse me. So BG, 12 rushing first down and 14 total first downs. Just shows how much they like to run the ball. They'll look to run it here. Instead, we'll pass, and it's a long fly ball and over to the far side, an incomplete pass at about the 30-yard line on third and four. That'll stop the clock with 4:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney leading Bainbridge-Guilford, the Bobcats here, 26-12. That'll bring up fourth down, fourth and four, the ball on the 42-yard line in Sydney territory. BG, 2-for-3 on fourth down. And they will go for it here, roll of the dice, and why not, with 4:47 to go in the fourth quarter. You're in Sydney territory, and no sense in giving the ball back to them at this point, and instead, they will take a timeout to talk things over here on this fourth and four. Could be a big momentum turner here if they could pick it up. 26-12, Sydney on top of BG. I'm Nate Lowell here on CDO. We'll take a break.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. A chilly night here in Sydney, at the Alumni Field, as the Warriors on homecoming night with 4:47 to go in the fourth quarter lead BG 26-12. And BG, the ball on the Sydney 42, they're faced with a fourth and four. They just took a timeout. They have one left. Sydney with two timeouts left here in this fourth quarter. And we'll see what the BG coaching staff was able to draw up during this timeout on this fourth and four. It's been a very run-heavy way of doing things tonight for BG. We'll see what they come up with here. One receiver out to the right. Moffitt and Bavar in the backfield. It's a pitch to Moffitt. He'll pick up the first down and more down the left sideline before being pushed out of bounds at the 30. And BG still has life here in the fourth quarter. 4:41 to go, and Moffitt picks up the first down and is able to get out of bounds. 10-yard gain, and that'll bring up a first and 10 here for the Bobcats. Ball will be on the 32-yard line of Sydney territory for BG as they continue to drive their way towards the red zone once again. Play clock down to 10 as BG breaks the huddle. Carr walks up to the line here as BG looking cool, calm, and collected. Play clock at 5, under center. And again, they'll look to run the ball. Now a fake, rolling to the right. Carr will toss one high up in the air. It's a fly ball. Sydney almost coming down with that one. Thought maybe it could be a pass interference there against Bainbridge-Guilford as it was almost picked off by Tanner Shunk. And as Shunk was going up with the ball, it looked like Moffitt got a pretty good piece of it, but no flags on the play, it looks like. We'll bring up a second and 10 here for Fiji with 4:33 to go. Chance of defense here for the Sydney Warriors. 26-12 is the score. Second and 10 now. Ball on the 33-yard line for BG as they look to continue to have some life. Austin Carr under center again. Same formation, two runners in the backfield and a wideout. They'll pitch it this time to the far side, and BG has some room. Motoring down that far side was Spencer Stevens with his first run of the second half here. And Spencer Stevens picking up some nice yardage there for BG, but the clock has become their enemy. 4:10 and moving. gain of 9 on the play, so that's a 3rd-and-1 here for BG. Second carry of the night, and it's the second half, I believe. 3:55 to go. Fans getting into it here on the Sydney side. And off to Moffitt, a pitch to the outside, and he has nowhere to go. The clock will continue to run. And this will bring up a 4th-and-1 here for the BG Bobcats as they trail 26-12. 2-yard loss, so that'll bring up a 4th-and-3. And can the Sydney defense shut it down right here? Or will BG find some more magic? BG looking for the call from the sideline. It's the clock continuing to tick down here to 3:25, 4th quarter, 4th-and-3. Ball is on the Sydney 25 as BG goes left to right. Play clock now at 15. As Carr in the huddle will get the call here for BG. Carr walks up the line. BG in a little bit more of a hurry now with the play clock at 5. Game clock at 3:05. And Carr is tripped up and the ball is on the turf. He didn't know where it was. And Sydney, it looks like, will pick it up. And Sydney will pick up the fumble, and that might seal the deal here for the Warriors as they are able to stop BG with their second fumble. Big play there by the Sydney defense to pick up the fumble. With 3:01 to go here in the fourth quarter, Sydney will pick up another offensive possession, leading 26-12. Not sure who was able to recover that for the Sydney Warriors. It was a big pile as Austin Carr looked to hand it off, was actually tripped up as he was falling to the ground, couldn't see where the ball was, and Sydney able to pick it up. So Tom Hopkins back to work as Sydney starts on their own 28-yard line going right to left. And we're under 3 minutes to go here in the contest with the Warriors leading the Bobcats 26-12. Sydney on homecoming night trying to pick up a win, and we have another Sydney player down on the field. We'll step away for 30 seconds with 2:49 to go here in the fourth quarter on CDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. We're in the fourth quarter here, 2:49 to go. It's Sydney on top of BG 26-12. We believe Zach Green down on the field at the moment for the Sydney Warriors. We will hope he is okay. Sydney just picking up a big fumble recovery to stop a BG drive just a couple of moments ago. And picking up offensive possession once again here deep in this fourth quarter. 2:49 to go. It'll be a 2nd and 10. The ball on the Sydney 28-yard line when we get things back underway. Again, Sydney will play Shenango Forks next Friday night right here on CDO. Friday night, 7 o'clock, with our 6:45 kickoff show sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center. And if you're BG, you'll be home against Delhi next week. And then the following week, BG will be at home against Unitigo in a game we will have here on CDO. We're going to step away here as they continue to have a look at Zach Green. 2:49 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney leading BG 26-12 here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here on studio. 2:49 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's Sydney on top of BG 26-12. We're just in an injury timeout here. Sydney player down on the field, as we continue to hope that he is okay. Sydney leading 26-12 on a second-half touchdown by Zach Green after BG was able to really just eat up some clock in the third quarter with some long drives where they cut that Sydney lead to 20-12. Sydney able to answer back, and that had to be tough. They didn't have a lot of momentum after having the halftime break and then sitting out for a pretty long period of time on the first BG touchdown drive, which was 7 minutes and 26 seconds. BG, just one of those teams. They're able to run the ball, eat some clock. It's been a high dose of running here from the Bobcats tonight, and it's been a pretty physical game. So we'll hope that everyone is okay on the Sydney side injury-wise here tonight. So late here in this fourth quarter, coming to you live from Sydney Alumni Field. Nate Wall with you here on CDO. Greg Davey keeping stats for us here tonight, doing a great job with that. Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. If you want to go back, we do have the first half up already on our archives, WCDOsports.com. All of our games are there on demand as soon as they are finished. Be able to go back, click it, download anytime, and listen back to some of your favorite games from past seasons as well as this season throughout football and basketball season. Just a reminder, coming up this week, we'll have our regular call-in reports. We'll have our WCDO Soccer Game of the Week brought to you by Volkswagen Oneonta. On Thursday, it'll be the Unitigo Girls hosting the Oxford Girls in Girls Varsity Soccer, the Blackhawks traveling up to take on the Spartans. And we'll also do a field hockey game this week sponsored by Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Lake in downtown Sydney. And Afton will be traveling up to take on the Sydney Warriors in Girls Varsity Field Hockey. Girls varsity field hockey for Sydney having a very good year. Runners-up in the Sherburne-Earlville tournament just last weekend. They did drop a 5-0 loss today to Deposit, but I'm sure they'll be up and ready for a big game against Afton on Tuesday. That'll be 5 o'clock. We'll have call-in reports on CDO. Still an injury timeout here late in this fourth quarter. We'll step away for a quick break with Sydney leading BG 26-12. I'm Nate Lowe for WCDO Sports.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
A history of service. A commitment to your insurance needs. That's what Mang Insurance is all about. With over 100 years of service, we're still focused on our promise to offer the best products and superior service to all of our clients. We write all types of insurance and are an independent agency representing many fine companies. So stop in today or call Mang at 561-2600. Mang Insurance, providing over 100 years of service to the Tri-County area and supporting local sports on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the catalog outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Saturday Night Football here on CDO. 2:49 to go in this fourth quarter. Looks like our injury timeout will be over here, as Sydney player taken off the field, and we will hope for all the best for him. 26-12, Sydney on top of Bainbridge Guilford as we look to finish up this contest here tonight. A 2nd and 10 for the Warriors, the ball on their own 28-yard line. After the delay there, we'll get things back underway here between the Warriors and the Bobcats. Sydney with the ball deep in their own end, and a handoff here to Tanner Shunk. Pick up of about 1, maybe 2 yards there as the clock will continue to run down here. That'll bring up a 3rd and 8, ball on the 30-yard line for the Sydney Warriors. They lead 26-12 as they'll get ready for their battle with Shenango Forks next week right here on CDO. Friday night, our pregame show kicking off at 6:45. And kickoff for that game between Shenango Forks and Sydney at 7 o'clock next Friday night, if you want to circle that on the calendar. We'll also be doing Harpersville-Afton taking on Seton Catholic down in Binghamton on Saturday afternoon next weekend. Clock continuing to run, and now we'll have a timeout by Sydney with 1:52 to go here in the fourth quarter and a 26-12 lead. Both teams down to one timeout. So Sydney talking things over. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley.
Featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're out of the Sydney timeout here, and Tom Hopkins will throw a lofting ball down the far side, almost picked off by BG, but it falls incomplete out of the outstretched hands of the BG defender, Bailey Green, who was looking for an interception. So we're down to 1:45 to go in this fourth quarter, and it's 26-12. Sydney on top of BG, and that'll bring up a 4th and 8. Sydney back on their own 30-yard line. Want to go back and listen to this game at any time or any other game we do this season, just head over to WCDOsports.com. You can click on the first half already from tonight, games from last night, last week, or even last season, anytime, on demand at WCDOsports.com. You can download that and have it right on your computer anytime you'd like to listen. Sydney now will punt away on 4th and 8 from their own 30. Nobody back for BG, so now Sydney will chase it down, a long 45-yard punt here for the Sydney Warriors. And they haven't touched the ball yet, so the clock will continue to run down all the way to a minute 29 before they touch it. And BG will start their offensive possession. 1st and 10 from their own 25-yard line here with a minute 29 to go. So Sydney, it looks like, will pick up their first win of the season after falling 26-18 to Unitego last Friday night. Looks like they might pick up a 26-12 victory here over BG with 89 seconds to go in this one. BG, after falling to Dryden on the road last weekend, very great effort here in the second half, just unable to punch it in the red zone a couple of extra times. Chance of defense from the Sydney side here as we get set. Ball on the 25-yard line as the Bobcats go left to right on first down. They run to the left with Dylan Moffitt. Pickup of maybe one on the play for Moffitt, who's had a very good night running the ball here for BG. Picks up 3 yards on the play there. So we're down to a minute 10 here in the fourth quarter. 2nd and 8. Ball on the BG 27. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll go through our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award here for tonight's game between Sydney and BG. BG will fumble the snap here, and Austin Carr will have to scoop it up. He's on his feet and will run forward all the way to the 37-yard line and will pick up a first down with 41 seconds to go here for BG. So BG picks up the first down. They'll move the chains. BG back in the huddle. We'll break that and move back up to the line here. Clock starting to run. One, maybe two plays left in the contest for the Bobcats. They fake the handoff. Carr rolling to his left. He has trouble in the backfield. He'll be roped down for a sack and a big loss on the play there. He's breaking through the line with a couple of Sydney D linemen. Kyle Gaskin breaks through the line with 20 seconds left, and he's able to sack quarterback Austin Carr, and that'll bring up a timeout for BG. They will take their last time out here with 20 seconds to go, 26-12. We'll step away for 30 seconds here, come back and finish this one up on CDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zeitkamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back 20 seconds to go in this one. BG burning their last time out. 26-12, Sydney on top of Bainbridge Guildford. Austin Carr dropping back and looking for one last throw here for BG. It'll be picked off by Shane Sickler for Sydney, and he'll fall down to the turf with 12 seconds to go, stopping the clock. And Sydney will win this contest here tonight over BG 26-12. Sydney will take over after picking that off. And Hoskins will come out for one last snap here for the Sydney Warriors to pick up their first win of the season. BG will fall to 0-2 after losses to Sydney and Dryden. Always a great game when Sydney and BG get together. Such a nice rivalry. Two towns so close together. And you can see why. You can almost throw out the records, because BG trailing 20-0 at the half. Sydney threw everything at them in the first half. Tanner Shunk with two touchdowns. Brandon Bissett with a touchdown. BG able to stay cool, calm, and collected. Come back, regroup, and cut it to 20-12 before Sydney coming back with Zach Green with a second half touchdown to make it 26-12. Tom Hoskins will take a knee here, and that will do it. Sydney defeats BG 26-12. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give out our awards coming up here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the Catalog Outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back here on CDO. Time for our postgame awards as Sydney defeats Bainbridge Guildford 26-12. The Warriors improve to 1-1. BG drops to 0-2. A great game, though, tonight between the Bobcats and the Warriors. Let's do our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For a good deal and a good deal more, you can shop the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville. Tonight, we'll give that to Nick Jump. Played a whale of a game for Sydney on the defensive side of the ball. Was always pressuring and really had their hands full trying to stop Dylan Moffitt and did a nice job of that. So Nick Jump for Sydney with our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank serving our area communities for over 150 years and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT for everything that counts, member FDIC. And that goes to Sydney's Tanner Shunk. Shunk with two touchdown catches in the first half from Tom Hoskins, also had an INT, and just played an overall nice game, probably one of the better games he's had in a Sydney uniform. Really nice night for Tanner Shunk. He gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Finally, we'll do our ACO Brands All-Purpose Award. Echo Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be part of high school sports on WCDO. Echo Brands is a proud local employer. We'll give it to Tom Hoskins tonight, the quarterback for Sydney. Three touchdown passes, including that one to Brandon Bissett on a long 4th and 10 that really got the offense going here tonight for Sydney. So Tom Hoskins is our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. So Jump and Shunk and Hoskins are award winners tonight for Sydney as they defeat BG 26-12. And our statistician of the year up here, Greg Davey, will have some final stats for you.
All right, and one of the things we can add on that all-purpose for Tom Hoskins is he only punted 3 times, but 2 of those for over 40 yards, 42, 45-yard punts in 2 of the 3 times. We won't mention the third one. That one was a squibber. But for the Sydney Warriors, they put it together a fairly decent balance given the fact they had primarily one running back, Brandon Bissett, who left the game early with an injury. Unofficially, 16 carries for 86 yards on him. Zach Green, 1 carry, made it pay off for a 10-yard touchdown run. Tanner Shunk finished 1 for 1 late in the game. And then, of course, Tom Hoskins, an early scramble for 10 yards. He finished 2 for 10, took that knee in the last play. So unofficially, 20 carries for 107 yards. Pretty impressive for Sydney, given the fact they are not a running team. They are a throwing team. Tom Hoskins, as Nate said, Echo Brands All-Purpose Award, 18 for 36 tonight. Not the greatest of second halves, but he had 3 key completions when they were needed. 18 for 36, 234 yards. His favorite target tonight, Tanner Shunk, 7 catches, 107 yards. Brandon Bissett, 4 for 52, Shunk catching 2 for scores. Bissett, 1 for a score. Trey Larson had 6 catches tonight, 5 catches tonight for 55 yards. And Zach Green with a catch for 30 for those 234 yards. For the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, Dylan Moffitt, what a workhorse. 25 carries tonight, 110 yards in the score. And his partner, Ben Bavar, had 15 carries for 72 yards. Austin Carr, 11 for 8. Would have been better, but he was sacked twice and fumbled once. 2 for 8 on Spencer Stevens' night, and Bailey Green, 1 for 0. 54 carries, that's a lot of carries from the ground attack, 198 yards, and 118 of those in the second half when they really had some time-consuming drives. Austin Carr tonight, as well a throwing night as he would have liked. 2 interceptions, 2 completions, 13 attempts, 38 yards. Those completions to Austin Capolupo and Caleb Zook. We could go over the first downs and the punts, not necessary tonight, and the penalties, of course. Scores in the second half for BG by Ben Bavar from 1 yard out and Dylan Moffitt on a 5-yard run. That got them within a score, and they were unable to get a kick and a pass across the end zone, and the clinching touchdown for the Warriors. That 10-yard Zach Green run is one and only time tonight. He also made a run for all purpose at the end there. He had a big quarterback sack, but the 10-yard run for the clincher pass was no good on the PAT in the second half. 26-12 is your final score. And all in all, a lot of delays with injuries tonight, but all in all, a good crowd, good homecoming. The weather held up, and another great rivalry between two local teams.
That'll do it for our broadcast here tonight. A big thank you to Greg Davey for doing a phenomenal job with the stats. Excellent to see. I'm glad the weather was able to clear up tonight as Sydney defeats BG 26-12 here on homecoming night at Sydney Alumni Field. A big thanks to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. We'll see you next week for Sydney and Shenango Forks on Friday night. For WCDO Sports, I'm Nate Lull. Have a good night.